Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Imitation of Christ from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with Book 3, Chapter 45. The 45th chapter, "All men are not to be believed, for it is easy to err in speech." The Disciple. Grant me help in my needs, O Lord, for the aid of man is useless. How often have I failed to find faithfulness in places where I thought I possessed it, and how many times I have found it where I least expected it. Vain, therefore, is hope in men, but the salvation of the just is in you. O God, blessed be your name, O Lord my God, in everything that befalls us. We are weak and unstable, quickly deceived and changed. Who is the man that is able to guard himself with such caution and care as not sometimes to fall into deception or perplexity? He who confides in you, O Lord, and seeks you with a simple heart does not fall so easily. And if some trouble should come upon him, no matter how entangled in it he may be, he will be more quickly delivered and comforted by you. For you will not forsake him who trusts in you to the very end. Rare is the friend who remains faithful through all his friend's distress. But you, Lord, and you alone, are entirely faithful in all things. Other than you, there is none so faithful. Oh, how wise is that holy soul who said, "My mind is firmly settled and founded in Christ." If that were true of me, human fear would not so easily cause me anxiety, nor would the darts of words disturb. But who can foresee all things and provide against all evils? And if things foreseen have often hurt, can those which are unlooked for do otherwise than wound us gravely? Why, indeed, have I not provided better for my wretched self? Why, too, have I so easily kept faith in others? We are but men, however, nothing more than weak men, although we are thought by many to be and are called angels. In whom shall I put my faith, Lord? In whom but you? You are the truth which does not deceive and cannot be deceived. Every man, on the other hand, is a liar, weak, unstable, and likely to err, especially in words, so that one ought not to be too quick to believe even that which seems, on the face of it, to sound true. How wise was your warning to beware of men, that a man's enemies are those of his own household, that we should not believe in if anyone says, "Behold, he is here," or "Behold, he is there." I have been taught to my own cost, and I hope it has given me greater caution, not greater folly. Beware, they say, beware, and keep to yourself what I tell you. Then, while I keep silent, believing that the matter is secret, he who asks me to be silent cannot remain silent himself, but immediately betrays both me and himself, and goes his way. From tales of this kind, and from such careless men, protect me, O Lord, lest I fall into their hands, and into their ways. Put in my mouth words that are true and steadfast, and keep far from me the crafty tongue, because what I am not willing to suffer, I ought by all means to shun. Oh, how good and how peaceful it is to be silent about others, not to believe without discrimination all that is said, not easily to report it further, to reveal oneself to few, always to seek you as the discerner of hearts, and not to be blown away by every wind of words, but to wish that all things within and beyond us, to be done according to the pleasure of thy will. How conducive it is for the keeping of heavenly grace to fly the gaze of men, not to seek abroad things which seem to cause admiration, but to follow with utmost diligence those which give fervor and amendment of life. How many have been harmed by having their virtue known and praised too hastily, and how truly profitable it has been when grace remained hidden during this frail life, which is all temptation and warfare. When we have to travel somewhere in the car, we often entrust ourselves to the GPS. Usually we get to our destination, but sometimes you hear stories of people blindly following the directions without verifying that a road or a bridge really exists in real life. I heard of a couple whose car ended up in a river in this way. On our spiritual journey, we often have no shortage of family members and friends who are eager to tell us what we should do with our lives in order to be happy. But where did they get their information from? Did they pray about it? Because God has a plan for each of us. Through prayer and speaking to a spiritual director or a confessor, we can discover the path that God has for us. But sometimes people can inadvertently get in our way and end up sending us in the wrong direction. This happened to Jesus when Peter tried to talk him out of going to Jerusalem to suffer and die. Peter became an inadvertent tool in the hands of Satan. Jesus recognized the trap and rebuked Peter. There were also relatives of Jesus who couldn't understand his vocation and tried to talk him out of it and to tell him to come home to Nazareth. But Jesus had to stay on the path that God the Father had set for him. Now in this chapter, the disciple recognizes the fickleness of the human heart. It is rare to find someone faithful to the end, but Jesus is forever faithful and loyal. We must ultimately put our faith in Jesus, who will never let us down. Peter wanted to be faithful to Jesus, but in his weakness he denied him three times. Jesus had foretold it, and Peter said that it would never happen. And then very quickly, three times, he fell into the devil's trap. Our whole life is a spiritual battle. So we should be careful not to praise someone too quickly, because their fall might come quickly like it did to St. Peter. Let's humbly seek to follow the Lord. Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche, the Superior General of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new daily podcast entitled Venerable Casimir and Our Lady, which will be launching on October 21st, 2023. Venerable Casimir Wyszynski was a Marian father who lived in the 1700s. We are praying for a miracle so that he can be beatified. He helped to revive our congregation when we were at a low point because of the actions of his brother. He rewrote a Latin handbook by a Jesuit on the 10 gospel virtues of Our Lady. He called it Morning Star, so that lay people would be able to understand it, to imitate Mary's virtues, and to grow in holiness. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Venerable Casimir and Our Lady on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I'm also happy to share with you that you can order a copy of Morning Star on shopmercy.org. That's shopmercy.org. Simply search the phrase Morning Star on shopmercy.org, and you can order a copy of the book today. Remember, every purchase supports the Marian priests and brothers at the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Thank you.